بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد الله ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. From the lessons that we learned from our Kabir, especially from Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuh, Hazrat Maulana would put a lot of emphasis on this point, that many a time in life we think that the problems are very, very big. And because the problems are so big, we also feel that the solution has to also be so, so big. And because of that, no one really wants to walk. Because if you put all that newspaper articles in front, and every person's complaints in front, and one person's letter, I got these problems in life, and another person got these problems in life. And for each person to be giving his remedy, and the doctor has to give out a prescription to one, and a prescription to another. So at the time, the doctor himself will go off. With so many stories coming, each person got his own problems at home, and every person's problem goes so high. So how to put everything right? There's wars in the world, there's evil in the world, there's lust in the world, there's drugs in the world. The youngster, the old person, the woman, the men, everyone. They say we want to change, but the environment is such, it's just keeping us down. And bayanat are such that it's not that there's a less or there's a lack of bayanat. Knowledge is open from the beginning till the ending. On the internet, on WhatsApps, on lectures, in the masajid. But still the person finds that the problems are like engulfing everyone. And then when you ask that, what's the hal? What do you come out? So on this we would learn from Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuh, that sometimes when the problems are so big, but the solution sometimes is very small. An example is when a person, all the organs are failing. Then it seems that there are problems everywhere. But if you go to the right doctor and he finds that the only problem is your pressure, so he tells you, take this one tablet. The tablet is very small. But because that pressure was going up, it was affecting everything else around. So when a person says, I got lust, another person says, I got the love of wealth. One person is fighting for a couple of millions. Another person is fighting husband and wife. Another person can't fight his desires at the internet. Another person is gambling. Everyone's organs are fading. And then when you reach the mashayikh, and sometimes they tell you that, you know what, all your problems one side, just do this little bit I'm telling you. And sometimes it doesn't make sense. So in this manner, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make an announcement. He would say, Allah. The word Allah is a unique word in the Arabic language. It has many meanings, but one meaning is like this, that like all of us are talking. And he's saying his problem, and the other person is saying, I got my problem, and that person is saying my problem, and everyone wants a solution. And everyone is saying, there's no way we're going to come out and say, Allah. That Allah, let everyone quiet. He says, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُدْغَى. That it is only one part of the body that we need to get right. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. And if you can put this one part right, then every problem will fall to the ground. This is called Allah. And then a second Allah comes. In the second Allah, it's like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying to me and you, that in the world that you will grow up in, you will grow up in a world of science and a knowledge which will tell you your mind is the main part of the body. Because sometimes the word Allah comes to say that the world will give one lie. And it is your Nabi only sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell you the truth. He will say, it's not the mind. Allah wa hiya al-qalb. It is the heart. So when the person hears that, he says, but I know about the heart. I'm a heart specialist. All that the heart does is important in the body. It pumps blood. But the heart makes no decision. So why is the heart so important? So the ulama will take us on a journey that in a world of maddiyat, what we call materialism, where we really feel that only what we see is really there, then there are many things beyond that. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought now out. And that is why Islam is such a unique, that it would take us into the body of man. So in the body of the man, ulama have explained, there are three secrets. And these three secrets, when they move on the right course, then everything will happen. The first is what is called nafs, what we heard about in the bayan. Ulama have explained that the position of nafs in the body is here somewhere. But it's a secret that no scan that has been made or will ever be made will pick up where this nafs is. We all know it's there, Because you ask the person, why are you feeling for that samosa, but you know you're full? He says, I just got a craving. When you tell a person that, what are you doing? You are a married man, you're mature. He says, I just can't control myself. So he knows there is something inside him, but he has never seen it. It is only Islam that would say this word, nafs. That there is some secret within man. They explain its position has been placed under the stomach. So that the stomach will feed the nafs and desires will feed the nafs. If this nafs is strong, it will talk loudly. Thereafter on the left hand side is the qalb. One is the pumping heart which pumps blood. That is what the scan will pick up. That is what the doctor says, you got a good heart. Beyond that qalb is the real qalb. It was that qalb which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya muqallib al-qulub. That Allah, the one who changes the direction of this qalb. Qalb means in the Arabic language, that which turns. The way it turns. Ulama have explained the qalb is on the left hand side. And this is the king of the body. King of the body means final decision the qalb makes. You see that boy who went to see that girl whose underarms were stinking. Finally, what made him not leave that room? His father could have spoken and spoken and spoken so many hours that this is a good family, it's a good girl, you saw wrong. The world will speak to the heart, to the mind. But when that boy came out the second time from the room, what happened? His qalb had made a decision, I want her, no one else. When the king makes a decision, the entire parliament goes quiet. The mind will keep quiet. Sahaba radiallahu anhum also had our organs. But suddenly their qalb spoke. And when the king made a decision, the whole body became subservient. The direction changed. The alcohol went flying. So that qalb now, but he turns. So who is turning to? Sometimes he turns in the direction of nafs. Because he's looking for guidance, ministers. So one is this nafs. Is that nafs is fed with the wrong things. So shaitan created a world of what is called food which is filthy. And that is why we have the system of the world food at the moment. International meat, international chicken, international everything. So that nafs gets fed from evil sources. And then desires will feed it, so you have this entire world of nudity around us. It is just to make this nafs strong, so he speaks loudly. So the qalb will listen to him and it will make a decision on that. On that decision, that heart will say to his wife, I don't like you anymore. The world will say, but she is so beautiful. He will say, I'm in love with somebody else. Because that nafs told it and the king said, right. The family will speak to the mind of the man, but the mind will say, I can't talk. The king has decided. So sometimes he turns in that direction. Qalb. He turns to the nafs. But then there is another secret. One was nafs, secret number one. One was the second secret, which is called qalb. He is the king of the body. And the third secret within us is called ruh. Ruh is the only thing from us which has come from Almighty Allah. And it is going back to Almighty Allah. Ruhum min. Everything else will die. Everything else will be buried. But a unique secret this ruh is, and it came with a unique secret. The unique secret this ruh came with, is before Allah Ta'ala brought man into existence, ruh was placed on an open plain. That plain was called the plain of Alast. Alast in the Arabic language means, am I not? Almighty Allah describes it in Quran. That when all of those souls were placed on that medan, on that plain, it was the only part of this body that ever had the chance of meeting Almighty Allah directly. On that plain of Alas, the first question which was called Kalame Ilahi, the word of Almighty Allah descended on every soul. Almighty Allah said, Alastu bi Rabbikum, that am I not your Lord? Am I not your creator? Am I not your sustainer? Am I not the one doing everything for you? But with that question, you'll understand that the beauty of Almighty Allah also descended. So every soul pulled in that beauty. It enjoyed the beauty of the tajalli of the jamal of Almighty Allah. It enjoyed the tajalli of the kalam, the speech of Almighty Allah. Because it enjoyed that, without its own, it could not help, but it had to say loudly, Bala, that O Allah, besides you, who can there ever be? That was that secret it brought. And then that ruh was told, now go in the world. As that ruh traversed, and it entered into this world, when the child was born, the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, give the adhan. That adhan was a reminder to the ruh, open up. That secret, that seed which has been planted has to open. So when the adhan was given, what a unique adhan, suddenly that boy grows in the mold of Islam. Why? That one Allah went and the ruh said, I remember. As the ruh remembered, it started speaking to the qalb. And the qalb, it turned its attention to the soul. The nafs is also speaking. But when the sun comes out, even the stars fade away. Because it brought a unique secret of divine beauty of Almighty Allah. If that soul is allowed to open slightly, the beauty of Almighty Allah shines towards the qalb. And the qalb turns its direction and it looks. And then it makes a decision. If that flower opens more light comes. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one gathering, their soul opened up full. When the thing opens up full, if Allah tabarakallah opens up His beauty to me and you, that qalb becomes, the word they call it is infatuation. They say, ishq-e haqiqi. They say, true love. Which when that heart looks at that soul, it can't turn this way, and it can't turn that way. It just gets stunned, and divine beauty starts moving it through you. At that time, every organ of the body gives up. At that time, it comes in the narration, I now become, Allah Tabarakallah says, that ear is mine, that eye is mine, that leg is mine, that body is mine. That nafs becomes mutma'in. Mutma'in means he keeps quiet. He also wants to talk, but like the star doesn't talk when the sun is out. That soul opens. But what makes that soul open? This is that small thing, a reminder. And that's what the mashayikh have come for. That pal is a very small pal. It started with an adhan. The name of Allah reminded the soul of its secret. It responded, it opened. Whenever Allah's name is not taken to that soul starts closing. So as the boy was going in maktab, every day he went for class. The father understood maktab very important. But the most important thing in the maktab, where that knowledge of masail were very important, but they went to the mind. At the same time, the child was reading Quran. It was going to the soul. So soul opened up every day, responded. The heart would make decisions, turn here. Then a time came in the child's life where the father said that my child knows all the masail. So he thought the maktab was only for the mind. And he forgot, I have to feed the soul. So he told his child, Sanat 8, Sanat 9, now you don't need maktab. So suddenly Quran stopped. Now there was no Allah, Allah. Now that soul which was open started closing. As it closed, that nafs became loud again. And that's what happened to me and you. Because it became so loud, our qalb has forgotten there's another voice that also talks. So mashayikh started teaching the people, come back on to tilawat. It seems a very easy thing, just read one page of Quran a day. They would say during the morning, make La ilaha. And as you make La ilaha, you will move towards your soul. The soul is on the right hand side of the body. And you will remind the soul that besides Allah, you yourself said Bala. That O Allah, besides you, no one else. So as you remind it, that soul responds. As it responds, the divine tajalli of Almighty Allah, which is there, it starts pouring through from the arsh of Almighty Allah. As that happens, the qalb becomes mad. If it opens up full, and may Allah tabarakallah in the barakah of our akabir, make our soul open up. Then the heart becomes captured. Then the nafs gives up.
And may Allah Tabarakallah make it that all our work gets done. One pal. And that is why the mashayikh have given their life to come back onto tilawat of Quran, to come back on the dhikr of Allah. The thing that the mind doesn't understand, he says, I don't know what you're reading. Allah, Allah, the mind doesn't understand, but we tell the mind that you also a material thing. This is a secret of the body. There's a war taking place of qalb, nafs and ruh. And if it goes in the right unique direction, then everything will happen. May Allah Tabarakallah in the barakah of our kabir mashayikh make my soul open up, make your soul open. And may Allah Tabarakallah then make us such that we open up our own souls, and Allah Pak make us that we become the means of opening up the souls of the world. Wow.